fuck revolution. The root word of revolution is revolve, and going in circles makes me dizzy. Round and round, again and again, moves our tiny planet around the sun, bringing us always back to where we were before. The same as before, but better armed and more grudgeful, swinging our swords of ignorance with the reckless abandon that comes with false knowledge. In my next lifetime, I'd like to be the moon, so I could enjoy a front row seat to this tragic farce of existence played out in theater Earth. I'd watch the empires and religions rise and fall. Rise and fall. Rise and fall. Mother Earth's rhythmic but labored breath, doing her best with lungs cancerous from her own offspring. As she vomits out a flood or coughs up an epidemic, she regrets not aborting her youngest child. But here with my human's eye view, one lifetime is more than enough to watch the revolutionaries of today become the fascists of tomorrow. Things look different with power in your eyes. From way up high, brothers look like bureaucrats. Comrades look like collateral. Equality looks expendable and freedom looks fatal. But CIA assassinations turn rebels into celebrities, and tiny hands in Asia print silhouettes of Che on cotton tees, cause the dead revolutionaries of today are the fashions of tomorrow. And the people who wear them sing the same songs their parents sung. We shall overcome, we shall overcome. Then we'll be overcome by our rent and our bills and our greed. Flower children, overgrown with weeds. The people, united, will never be defeated. And the people are united. We're tied together by stocks and bonds. The dollar has us all in check and everyone's looking for a little credit. The revolution will not be televised because people are tired of reruns. The revolution will not be in the newspaper because nothing about it will be new. It will sweep over us brief like deja vu before changing back to the bullshit we're used to. We chant revolution cause our evolution got fucked up. Our small minds are lost in big brains, so we amuse ourselves by chasing our tails.